for them and thankful for all of you. I truly am. Pray for us today as we share what it is that the Lord has laid upon our heart with a message that is entitled today, Turning the Tide. Dear friends, what's it going to take to turn the tide in your life? What's it going to take to make a difference in your world? I can tell you today what it is going to take. It is going to take the Word of God. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 4. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look for the next few moments at the temptation of Jesus. When the Holy Spirit laid this message on our heart, He began to remind us that many of us are going through things that are very difficult and very hard, very grueling. The other day, the Lord blessed us to be able to minister with some children. I had a group of kindergartners. One of the little ones came up to me and asked me if I would pray for her and her family, for her dad was incarcerated. She's very disturbed from the mouth of the kindergartner. So I went to the counselors and talked to them after Christ for Kids. We shared with her, as we shared with many, what it takes to overcome the trials and the hardships of life. Takes the Word. Takes the Word of God. Not the watered-down Word. Not the man's simplistic Word. But the inerrant, precious, holy Word of God. The Word. The Bible teaches us that the Word dwelled among us. The Word was made flesh. Amen. The Word, praise God, is Jesus Christ. The Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning in verse number 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, dear friends, as I began to look here at this word, the Lord began to remind me of the power of His word. I tell you today, dear friends, we declare to you, listen up to the word of God. Take the word of God and to your life. It will not only sustain you, but it will bless you and help you. When I looked here at this word, I began to focus upon Christ, who was fully God and fully man. And the Bible says that the Spirit leadeth him off into the wilderness. And here he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Our Lord Jesus Christ was hungered. And as I began to focus upon that, I thought about the tempter. I thought about that old adversary. I thought about that one who walks about seeking whom that he may devour. What's he after today? He desires to tear you down. He wants to attack that flesh. He wants to bring to you every pain and suffering that he can muster. I thought about that a great deal. And the Holy Spirit began to remind me in his word of a passage that is found in John's epistle, 1 John in chapter 2 in verses 15 and 16. The Bible says, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, The love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. What the devil desires to do to you today and to me is to draw our flesh, to tear us down in every way that he can. And as I thought about Christ in his weakened, hungered state, and he began to face that onslaught of the devil, what did Jesus do? I tell you what Jesus did. He declared to Satan himself, the Word of God, how are you going to be able to overcome the attack that's coming your way? Today, dear friends, take the Word of God and use it to bring God glory. Oh, when you look here at this Word, you will see that Jesus Christ had a desire to put Satan in his place. For you see, dear friends, in that state of Christ, you no doubt would look at a man who is already defeated. I look at the Word of God and I see how that Jesus Christ rose to the occasion because he was about the Father's business. He didn't do it in the fleshly manner. He done it spiritually. He took the Word of God and held, oh, Satan and all the hordes of hell at bay. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ, from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 3. And I tell you today, dear friends, if we will take the Word and apply it to our lives and use it in the manner it should be used, the Lord will not only bless us, but praise God, he'll help us. Oh, I want you to understand something today, dear friends, that Jesus Christ, he took that Word, he used that Word, and he applied that Word. People today says, I'm good, I'm well, I'm financially strong, I've got all that I need. What did Jesus say in the Gospel of John in chapter 3, in verse number 3, when he encountered Nicodemus? He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. I tell you, it takes the Word of the God and we serve and belong to turn the tide of the evil in the world. Oh, I want you to understand something today, dear friends. This Word is going to stand when all else fails. It's going to stand. It always was. And praise his glorious name, forever it will be. Amen. People says, well, I wonder what it's going to take for me to be able to overcome all the trial and all the hardship that I'm facing in this life. Oh, dear friends, the answer is simple. It takes the Word. It takes the Word of God. It takes you and I today being willing to do what it is that God would have us to do, and to know, and to know that the power of God has an effect.
Amen.
You see, when Jesus Christ was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, they come to arrest him. Jesus gave himself freely. Jesus gave himself a free course because it was his destiny to go to the cross. But there was an exercise of prayer and an exercise of power there by the Word of God. The Son of God, in the midst of anguish and pain and the adversaries, when it looked as though doom and gloom had descended down upon him, Jesus Christ showed them what that it took to turn the tide. For the Bible tells us in the Gospel of St. John in chapter number 18, while Jesus was there at Gethsemane, they came there to apprehend him, to arrest him. In verses 5 and 6 it says, they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto him, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. When Jesus looked out and said, I am he, they fell as dead men. I tell you today, there's a power in the Word of God that transforms and stirs and moves incredibly. Oh, dear friends, they didn't take Jesus. He went freely. But he showed them, oh, he showed them who is in control. I tell you today, dear friends, who is in control and who can turn the tide in my life and in your life is the inerrant Word of God.
Amen.
I thought about that so much. For the pain and the anguish of life is heavy. And it gets very hard and somewhat grueling. And I looked at the world that's in my life and the world in your life and in the world at large. And you say, Brother Lynn, are there any hope? Oh, yes. There's hope. There's hope. You know why? Praise God, there's hope because of the Word. Oh, the tide of sin can be turned in the heart of those individuals who can face their faith in Jesus Christ simply through and by the Word. Oh, dear friends, as Joey read John 3:16, has stirred my heart. You know why? Because it's the precious Word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, dear friends, it's going to take the Word to turn the tide in this evil world. You remember what Paul said to young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1. He said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Amen.
It looks very grim in the world today. With all the political factions and all the things that's disgusting to our Lord. People says, well, it's hopeless. Well, I tell you today, dear friends, as long as my Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of God the Father, there's hope. You know why? Because hope resides in me. Hope in the Word of God. And hope can hold all adversaries, all the anguish and pain of hell at bay. The Bible says there in Hebrews chapter 4 in verse number 12 that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
The Word makes a difference.
Yes.
Are you to defend yourself? Yes. If you need any homework this week, go home and you read Ephesians chapter 6. You read about the articles of armor that God so blessed Paul to convey to the church of the living God. You will find the breastplate. You'll find the helmet. You'll find the shield. You'll find all those articles of defense. But there is one that's of the offense. And what is that? It's the sword of the Word.
Amen.
You declare this truth. And you know what? This truth will set you free.
Yeah.
This truth will turn the tide. When it seems as though all is falling apart around you, you can know that through the Word of God, the tide can be turned. Oh, dear friends, Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 10 and verse number 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. That promise. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, the one who took care of the adversary there in Matthew chapter 4 is the one that is faithful. He is able to bring to you all the provisions that you need in this life. If you feel as though your back is against the wall, I tell you, through and by the word of the living, breathing, precious Lord, that wall can come down.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that? I praise God for that. You know why? Because when the things in my life that seems impossible for me, it's possible for him. If you was to see Jesus in that wilderness after those 40 days and 40 nights of being hungered and athirst, if we had seen him, we would have thought, this is a hopeless cause. But what Jesus did was that he arose declaring the word of God. And that made all the difference. Oh, dear friends, I tell you today, if you pray to the Word, if you meditate on the Word, if you read the Word, if you study the Word, if you apply the Word in your heart, I can tell you, things will be different.
Amen.
I had a woman one time to make a sarcastic remark to me because of my King James Version translation. She said, oh, you're one of them. I said, yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I've used it all my life and it never hurt me yet. Oh, dear friend, I tell you, in a day and time when the adversary is walking about seeking whom that he may devour, and he's having his way, I tell you today to declare the word of God and I will be well in your life.
Amen.
You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not long here. Oh, that's all right. If you know Jesus Christ, you got a greater place awaiting you.
Amen.
When Jesus put Satan in his place in the wilderness temptation experience, we learned there that Jesus would declare to John the Revelator in John, the revelation of chapter 2 and verse number 7, he said this, and we declare to you today this, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, let us be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. I tell you, the old tide does not have to push you into oblivion. I tell you today, you can turn the tide to the word of God.
To the word. To the precious inert word.
Listen, just this past week, if there was anything in my power to do for some people, I would have done it, especially some little ones. I would have gave all that I had and done all that I could do. But I'm limited. But brother, I serve the one that's unlimited. The one that was hungered and athirst declared Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 3 there to the old adversary. Oh, dear friends, I cherish the word of God. For the Bible says in James 2 and 19, if you believeth there is one God, thou doest well. For the devils also believe and they tremble.
Amen.
Not in Lynn. Not at Joey, not at Brother Dyson, not at Terrell, not at Jen, but at the Word.
Amen.
The Word. You know, I've seen these little saints of God that couldn't walk from here to the piano. that he might have been physically deprived and physically oppressed. Praise God, they would storm the gates of hell for the word of God.
Amen.
Today, after this service, I plan on going seeing a few of these old saints. Because you see, when I think about them, I think about all the adversity, all the trial, all the hardships that they faced, and how that the tide has been turned time and time again through their faithfulness in the word. I don't know what you may be going through today. I don't know what may be going on in your life. But I tell you today, the Lord God that loves us and cares for us and gave himself for us, praise his glorious name, through him you'll prevail.
Amen.
We serve the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. We serve the one who has never been a Johnny-come-lately. We serve the one that's always, praise God, been on time.
Amen.
We serve the one who desires not just to bless us, but praise his glorious name to help us. But he answered and he said in verse 4 of Matthew 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth. You see, dear friend, it's the Word. It's the Word that's alive. Listen up, church. It's the Word that blesses us. It's the Word that enables us. The Word, praise his name, that saved us.
Amen.
It's the Word. The Word. What's going to turn the tide in your life and in the lives around you? All the money and all the riches that the world can accumulate cannot change the status of someone's heart.
Amen.
But the Word can. The Word can take the crooked and make it straight. The Word can bring hope where there are no hope. The Word dispelled darkness and freed us all from the very clutches of hell.
Amen.
The Word. The Word. You know something? We sometimes take it for granted. We do. We sometimes take it for granted and we'll carry it around like it's an ornament. This Word's alive.
Amen.
This Word's precious. This Word is Christ.
Amen.
It's this Word that makes all the difference in our lives and can be the difference in our world today.
Yeah.
You know something? I wish I could take all the worries and woes and wipe them away. I wish that I could take all the struggles that you face and move them to the side. I wish that all these things I could do because I care for you. But you see, dear friends, where I can't, praise be to God, he can.
Amen.
What turns the tide? What makes a difference? The Word. You know something, I can remember when I was lost, 9 years old. Note, if I had died, I would have busted hell wide open. But when my mom and dad declared to me the Word, and I accepted it upon my heart, all changed. All changed. My daddy couldn't save me. My mama couldn't save me. My friends couldn't save me. But praise God, the Word could save me.
Amen.
And the Word did save me.
Amen. I think about Jesus. When Satan had departed for a season, was he still hungry? Yes. Was he still tired and weary? Yes. You know something? God don't leave you comfortless. You know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 4, in verse number 11, the Bible says, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." You know something today, dear friends? You put the Word first and foremost in your life, and you know what God will do? He'll send people. He'll send resources. He'll send all that it is that we need to hold that tide at bay. You know why? Because He cares. The key for you and the key for me and the key for us all is to put the Word first and foremost in our lives. Read the Word. Study the Word. Declare the Word. Ingest the Word. Apply the Word. Love the Word. Because you see, the Word loved you and I before the very foundation of this world. The Word went to Calvary for us today. The Word defeated Satan in that wilderness to show us that we don't go it alone. It takes the Word to turn the tide. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to ask the musicians to come today. If you're here with us today and you feel as though that you've been knocked from spiritual pillar to spiritual post, and you feel as though that you have nowhere else to turn, dear friends, I want you to understand that the Word is among us today. Where there are two or three gathered in His name, He's in the midst of us. The Word is here. The Lord is here. And you know something? The Lord desires to declare to you this, declare to us all His good Word. When I think about it, I get humbled by it. You know why? Because the Word tells me that He loves me. Sometimes when the trials and the hardships of life seem so heavy and we're overladen with the burdens and the pitfalls, sometimes we don't feel loved. Sometimes we feel all alone and forgotten. But you know something? The One who loves us and gave Himself for us never leaves us, nor does He forsake us. That's the Word. So what's going to turn the tide in your life? Same thing it turned the tide in my life. The Word. So if you're here today and you need to come, for whatever reason that it may be, please come as they play.